slender, narrow-shouldered man from Ludwigshafen, whose attempts to grow a mustache fizzled out in the mid-1970s. Uncle Stefan, who came up the ranks just behind my father and has been his right-hand man and confidant for 30 years, once told me that he is the most remarkable, unremarkable man who ever lived. My mother says that she married my father because he was the most grown-up man she'd ever met. And if once a year he wanted to turn our back garden into a beer garden, that was fine with her. I've always enjoyed our annual potato fire, especially now I'm old enough to have a beer. Also, these days, because I'm older and police, I'm allowed to sit with the grown-ups and tell war stories. Not that I've got any, or at least none that I'm allowed to tell outside of the Abteilung KDA. Stefan tells the best stories, like the one about the armadillo and the Dutchman, or the time he had to arrest a nun for disorderly conduct, and the time he found two decomposing bodies in a cupboard, a young boy and a girl. "Police work," said Stefan, "is 90% paperwork, 9% bullshit, and 1% horror." He gazed at me over his beer. He had a blunt face with small grey eyes that could shift from humour to intimidation with frightening speed. Must have been very handy in an interview room back when he was still getting his hands dirty. I must have looked slightly impressed because my father got all cautionary.
"Policing is a noble profession, Toby," he said, "but it's still just a job and you're supposed to come home at the end of the shift to the important stuff."
"Like what?" I asked.
"Family," said Papa. "Friends. The house, the hearth, the dog." "He just wants to know when you're getting married," said Stefan. "He's worried you'll meet the wrong case before you meet the right girl."
Papa snorted, but I could tell he was glad Stefan had said it. "You're worried I'm going to get killed?" I asked. Papa shook his head.
"The wrong case isn't about danger. You only have to spend a couple of nights with traffic to know that anybody can die suddenly," said Stefan, proving once again that he was the joyful heart of any social event.
"True," said my father into his beer. "So what is the wrong case?" I asked.
"The one where you go over the line," said Stefan. "Where the job becomes an obsession and the next thing you know it's hello bottle and goodbye family."
Since Stefan had 3 grandchildren already and 6 gigs of pictures on his phone that he'd show at the slightest excuse, you had to assume that either he'd never had the wrong case or he'd got over it. "I'll have you know that I don't take my job at all seriously," I said, which was a sign that I definitely had too many beers. That night, I slept in my old room, which my mother has partly converted into a home office. There were wall charts showing availability and training schedules for teachers under her administration, and between them, pictures drawn by kids from her school, one of which I recognized as mine, your classic stick-legged, sausage-bodied horse ridden by an equally deformed figure in a cowboy hat. When I looked closer, I saw that either someone had shot an arrow into its head or the horse had a horn growing from its brow. Cowboys and unicorns, I thought, as the beer carried me away to sleep. No wonder my father worries about me. I woke up earlier than I expected the next morning and took myself out for a run. The sun hadn't risen yet, but the diligent professionals of Mannheim's most boring suburb were already up and climbing into their Mercedes and BMWs to ensure that they were waiting at their desks when the rest of the office arrived. Some of them had thermal travel mugs containing the morning's second cup of coffee so they could finish it on the move. A Mercedes C-Class went past me with a forgotten mug still on the roof, the smell of coffee mingling with the exhaust. I watched with amazement as the mug stayed on as the car took a hard left. Perhaps it was magnetized. I ran on, wondering whether the mug would make it all the way to the office, coffee still in it, to provide a refreshing beverage for the startled driver when they got out. At the end of my parents' street is the wildlife park, which I've been using as a running circuit since I was 13. It's a mere 3 kilometers, a good distance if you're just looking for something to wake you up before breakfast. I was halfway around when I got a call on my mobile. It was the boss. It couldn't be good news for her to be up this early.
"Tobias," she said, "where are you?"
"I'm in Mannheim," I said, "on leave."
"Not anymore," she said. "We have a possible infraction in Trier. Get over there and check it out. We should have an information package waiting for you when you get there."
"What kind of infraction?" I said.
"A suspicious death," said the director, "with unusual biological characteristics.